Welcome back, and today we're diving into one of the most fun and character-building tricks in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle and Old School DNB, making that VHS rave color through resampling. This is all about creating the feeling of a worn-out tape from a 90s warehouse rave, something hazy, gritty, slightly unstable, but still musical. So we're not just throwing random lo-fi effects on a sound and calling it a day. We're going to print audio, mangle it, rechop it, and use those imperfections as part of the arrangement. That's the key idea here. If you can learn to resample with intention, you can turn a simple stab, break loop, or atmosphere into a whole intro that feels like it came off a battered tape deck. And in drum and bass, that's gold, because it gives you contrast. You keep the sub clean, you keep the drop powerful, and you let the intro live in this nostalgic, smoky, bootleg world. So let's build it step by step. First, you want a source sound with personality. This matters a lot. VHS rave color works best when the original sound already has some identity. That could be a rave stab, a Hoover-style synth, a minor chord hit, a Reese chord, an organ stab, a vocal chop, or even a break loop with some space in it. If you're building it from scratch in Ableton, make a MIDI track and load something like Wavitable, Analog, or Operator. Keep the sound short and punchy. Use a short decay, short release, and slightly closed filter. You want the sound to feel strong enough that when we degrade it, it still has a shape. A good rule here is, don't start polished. Start readable. The clearer the source, the better the degradation will feel later. That's one of those clarity versus blur ideas that really makes this style work. For a simple rave stab, try a saw or pulse oscillator, low-pass filter, a bit of drive, and a small amount of unison. Add light chorus ensemble if you want some width, and maybe a touch of saturator with soft clip-on. Again, not too glossy. You want it to sound like something you'd hear in a rave archive, not a modern super saw lead. Next, let's build an atmosphere layer. This is your background haze. It could be vinyl crackle, room noise, crowd noise, rain, TV static, a chopped break wash, or a reversed chord tail. This layer is important because it gives the VHS mood somewhere to live. Drop in a noise sample or field recording, then shape it with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't mess with the low end, and low pass it around 8 to 10 Hz if you want that band-limited tape feel. You can also add auto filter with very subtle movement, just enough to make the texture breathe a little. If you want extra dirt, a little redux can rough it up nicely. At this stage, think of the ambience like a blurry photo behind the main subject. It should support the vibe, not steal attention. Now comes the fun part, resampling. This is where we stop thinking like track plus plugin chain and start thinking like print the vibe. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it. Play your stab and ambience together, and record 4 or 8 bars. That gives you a raw audio capture of the whole mood. If you want even more character, you can route the source through a bus first with saturator, echo, chorus ensemble, and auto filter, then resample that. That way, the movement and smear get baked directly into the audio. That's really useful when you want the intro to feel like a memory, not a perfectly looped synth line. Once you've got the resampled audio, it's time to degrade it in a controlled way. A solid Ableton stock chain for this is EQ8, saturator, redux, chorus ensemble, auto filter, echo, and utility. Start with EQ8. Use it to shape that old source band limited feeling. High pass the low end, maybe around 120 to 200 Hz, and gently roll off the top around 9 to 12 Khz. If there's harshness in the upper mids, dip a little around 2.5 to 5 Khz. The goal is not to kill the sound, but to make it feel like it came through an old playback system. Then add saturator. Give it a few dB of drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 8 depending on the source, and turn on soft clip if you want that warm, tapish thickness. Be careful not to overcook it. A little harmonic weight goes a long way. After that, redux is your grime machine. Use a small amount of downsampling and bit reduction, and keep the dry slash wet fairly low at first, maybe 10 to 30%. Subtlety is often more convincing than chaos. If you push redux too hard, it can sound broken in a way that loses the musical shape. Unless you want extreme damage, keep it musical. Chorus ensemble is great for the unstable stereo wobble that reads as VHS. Use a gentle mode, slow rate, and low to moderate mix. If the sound starts to feel too modern and wide, back it off. We're aiming for ghostly movement, not a giant shiny chorus effect. Next, use auto filter to suggest playback inconsistency. A slow, subtle LFO or gentle cutoff movement can make the sound feel like the tape machine is slightly drifting. That tiny bit of motion is enough. You don't need huge sweeps here. Echo can add smear and space, but keep it dark and short. Use low feedback, maybe an eighth note or dotted 16th depending on the groove, and filter it down so it blends into the haze. You're not trying to make a big obvious delay effect. You're trying to make reflections that feel like they belong to an old room. Then finish with utility. This is a very practical step, but it matters. Use it to keep the low end centered, narrow the width if the sound feels too modern, and balance the output after all the processing. A lot of people skip this, but it helps keep the texture controlled and club-friendly. Now let's talk about clip warping and pitch movement, because this is where the VHS flavor really starts to feel alive. Open the audio clip and enable warp. Try different warp modes depending on the material. Complex Pro can work well for smoother phrases. Tones is useful for stab-like material, and texture is great when you want the audio to smear a bit more. Then try transposing the clip down slightly, maybe 1 to 3 semitones. That small pitch drop can make the whole thing darker and more nostalgic, which is perfect for jungle and old-school DNB. You can also create that worn tape feeling by manually editing the clip a little. Slice it up. Shift a couple of slices by a few milliseconds, move warp markers slightly, and let the timing feel a little human instead of perfectly locked. That kind of subtle imperfection is exactly the sort of thing that makes a loop feel like a real bootleg tape instead of a stock audio file. Now, once you've got your processed resample, don't just leave it as a loop. Rechop it into something playable. One easy way is slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip and slice it by transient or by grid. Now you've got a MIDI instrument made out of your own degraded audio. From there, you can rearrange the slices into a new phrase, create call and response patterns, or repeat a ghostly motif leading toward the drop. If you want more control, you can also do it manually in the arrangement view. Duplicate the clip. Chop out little sections, reverse some slices, leave gaps, and let some tails overlap. That works brilliantly for intro breakdowns. It gives the feeling that you're hearing fragments of an old rave recording rather than a neatly programmed loop. And that's a huge part of the aesthetic. Memory flashes. Short glimpses of sound, not just a constant texture. Let's build a simple arrangement idea for a 4 to 16 bar intro. In the first few bars, keep it light. Let the filtered ambience sit underneath. Add a distant VHS chord or stab, and keep the full bass out for now. In the next section, bring in the chopped resampled stab and open the filter a little. Maybe throw a small delay on the last hit of the phrase. Then bring in breakbeat fragments, ghost snare hits, rim clicks, or chop drum texture. This is where the intro starts to feel like actual jungle energy, not just a lo-fi pad. You want progression. You want the listener to feel the scene getting closer. As you approach the drop, remove some of the low-passed elements. Maybe let a drum pickup or bass teaser appear, and then cut the VHS layer right before the drop hits. That contrast is what sells the moment. Even though the intro is intentionally degraded, your mix discipline still matters. Keep the sub-bass clean and centered. Don't bury your kick transient in tape effects. Let the snare crack through the haze. And don't darken the top end so much that the track becomes dull. A little layer goes a long way. Old doesn't mean dead. If you want a really effective trick, put the VHS layer on a bus and sidechain it lightly from the kick or main snare. That gives the texture movement and makes it sit rhythmically with the drums instead of flattening everything. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overprocess the sound. If you stack too much saturation, redux, chorus, and echo, the musical identity disappears. Keep one element as the hero and let the rest support it. Second, don't dirty the low end. The retro vibe comes from the texture, not from muddy subs. High pass the VHS layer and keep bass handled separately. Third, don't overdo stereo wobble. Too much width can get messy fast, especially on club systems. Always check in mono. Fourth, don't warp everything aggressively. If the timing artifacts are too obvious, it stops sounding nostalgic and starts sounding accidental. Subtle drift is usually better. And fifth, make sure there's actual arrangement logic. A cool texture loop is not the same as an intro. Automate filters, change density over time, and build toward the drop. If you want to push this style further, here are a few strong variations. Try printing multiple generations of the same idea. First a clean source, then a mildly processed version, then a headier degraded version. You can layer them or switch between them in different sections. That gives you a convincing copy of a copy of a copy tape feel. You can also split the texture into frequency zones after resampling. Make one layer for low mids, one for high haze, and one for transients. That gives you more control over how chunky, airy or percussive the final intro feels. Another great move is a parallel damage return. Set up a return track with saturator, redux, auto filter, echo, and reverb. Then send just a little bit of the resampled audio into it. That keeps the main signal usable while the return creates a wild, unstable halo around it. And if you want the classic old-school vibe, resample the drums separately from the musical stab. Let the break stay punchy, while the synth and atmosphere get smeared and aged. That contrast is super effective in jungle. Here's a quick practice exercise to lock it in.